Got 25 to 75 people in your company? Check out knowyourcompany.com, software that helps companies like Airbnb know their company better.
It is the Chicago Verse podcast on the Dynasty Podcast Network, featuring interviews with Chicago's premier artists and industry and creatives and culture leaders. Hosted by Haima Black. Welcome to Chicago.
Dynasty Podcast, live from the Virgin Hotel. My name is Haima Black. We are back here for another week. Shout out Virgin Hotel for hosting us tonight. Tonight, I have the team from The Tribe, the brand new site, showcasing really important work related to African-American culture, music, politics, all these kind of great things. So we're going to talk to them. And first tonight, we have Renee Marban coming up.
Hey, what's up?
First timer on the podcast. How are you doing, sir?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for coming up.
That's dope. Thank you for having me.
So you are someone I was telling you off the mic. I've been seeing your work a lot over the last, I would say at least the last year or so. And so you were somebody who I had on my kind of like mental list. You know, I have a mental list of like, who do we need to have on this podcast that we haven't talked to yet? And you were on it. So I'm really glad we got you up.
Man, thank you. That means a lot. Appreciate
Absolutely, man. Do you feel like you have people who are recognizing your work, like people you don't know who are maybe coming up to you and like seeing what you're doing?
Yeah, all the time. Like, I mean that in the humblest way possible.
Yeah.
Like, people always approach me like, yo, are you Renee? I'm like, yeah. And I just, like, talk to them. Like, hey, how's your day going? Like, do you do photo too? Or, like, design? Or, like, how do you know my work?
And, like, who are you and how have you heard of me? Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. I feel like I'm just a normal kid from Chicago.
Yeah, but I would say that people are definitely finding you. I mean, I think that it's easy to point to the Chance thing, and we'll talk about that. I think people are seeing your work through Chance. But also, I think Chicago social media is a very small community, and it's just good work actually really gets out there.
Yeah, social media is very powerful, and I feel like that's, like, the main way for, like, kids to, like, make careers out of or just, like, speak their voice, you know what I'm saying?
Like, how have you used social in terms of, like, building your community and, you know, promoting your own work?
I don't know. It's weird. Like, it's been, I've had Instagram for like 4 or 5 years now. I don't know. Something like that. And like, I've always just been in love with photography and I really just try to like post what I like and not what people like almost. And like, I try to use it as a voice to like inspire other kids to like do the same and to like be themselves. Just create art and create what you like and don't worry about what people think.
So you were going along 4 or 5 years ago, like just creating your own vision on Instagram. When did you feel like people, when did you notice people starting to become aware of what you were doing?
Probably when I started doing more like music stuff.
Yeah.
I work with a lot of musicians throughout the years. And I think once I started getting portraits of like my friends or the people around me, like people started to like recognize and just like realize. And I wasn't doing it to, like, come up or anything. I was just doing it because that's what I saw every day.
Right.
Like, people or kids playing or, like, just things revolving, like, music. And just in time, people just started reaching out.
So you start shooting. So, like, who are some of the artists? I mean, again, there's the Chance thing, but who are some of the other artists that you were shooting, that you were connecting with, that you were, like, building community with?
I want to say, like, one of the first main people I started working with were, like, the Omis, like,
The Omis, man.
Yeah.
You know what? Like, they come up so much on this podcast just in terms of, like, people collaborating with them and, like, working with them. And like, the Omis are so plugged into the Chicago scene, and they don't get enough recognition.
Yeah, I love them, man. Like, we spent, like, months on the road, and, like, they really, like, changed my life. Shout out to them.
Like, they were the first ones.
They were, like, one of the main, like, people that I bonded with. And, like, if it wasn't for them, I probably would not have the opportunity to, like, work with Chance and stuff.
Right.
So they kind of just, like, opened that door for me, too.
So you went out on the road with them. Was that your first tour?
Yeah, the first tour we had was with ZZ Ward. She's this artist from L.A. Mm-hmm. She's kind of big, or she is big. I don't know. But we were on the road for, like, 2 months straight. And it was, like, 40-something shows. And, like, that was amazing. It was a great experience. Because a lot of people go on tour, like, their first tour, and it's, like, 100 people places, like, capacity places.
Right.
And hers was, like, 1,000 or something, like, every night. So it was cool. It was, like, the first, like, really dope experience for a first tour.
Was it intimidating? Like, what were some of the takeaways you learned, or what did you gain from an experience like that?
I think like professionalism, like watching like tour managers work, and just like how everything is on a schedule, and like really be on top of your game, and kind of like understand the business side of like any of your art craft or whatever. Like it's very important to be professional, and I saw that with them, and waking up at the same time every night or whatever, like leaving the hotel at 6 a.m., driving for like 8 hours, like doing all those things, like just time management, it was tight.
I think people don't think about like all the kind of like grueling work that goes into a tour, though. I mean, it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
It's not just partying backstage and stuff.
Yeah, there was times where I just like stood up for like 3 days straight, just like working, like editing photos at 5 a.m. while everybody's sleeping, making sure they got them for the morning for Instagram. Wow. And just like stuff like that.
Now, have you done other tours after that? I know you did One a Chance, but like what are some other tours you've done?
I tour with like Super Duper Kyle.
Okay.
You ever heard of him?
No.
He's from the West Coast.
Okay.
I think he has a song on the radio with Yachty right now. But he's pretty dope. And spend time with him and other tours with Omaez and then just random shows all the time.
So was that kind of like your goal when you started gaining some traction with the photography, was like continue focusing on music, go on tour, or was that just like one element of the journey that happened for you?
At the time, I was just, like, so obsessed with it. I was just like, man, like, I love touring. Like, this is where I want to be for the rest of my life. And, like, the environment was tight and just, like, how days just fly by. And I really love being behind the scenes and, like, making sure that things go the way that they're supposed to. So I think that really helped me a lot with everything else that I try to get into. But as of late, I'm okay with not touring. Like, I feel like I have a lot of things that I need to do still here, and like I'm focused on other things and trying to branch out.
Well, you know, and I say this every week, it's a good time to be in Chicago.
Yeah.
So I can see why being on the ground here would be, you know, attractive.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the projects you're working on currently in Chicago?
I've been working a lot with, you ever heard of Modern Notoriety? It's like a media platform.
Mm-hmm.
It's me and my homie Oscar and this other guy named Vince. We do a lot of projects with, like, Adidas and, like, Nike and stuff. And as of late, we've been doing a lot of merchandise stuff. So
a lot of the streetwear and apparel kind of.
Yeah.
And that's huge. Like, it's huge nationwide, obviously, and it's huge in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
How did you first get started with that?
My homie, Rob Valentino. I'm not sure. He's pretty, like, popular in the city. Like, he introduced me to Oscar one day. He's like, yo, this kid takes photos. Like, I know you need photos. And then he was like, yeah. So Oscar, he's like the founder of Modern Notoriety. He had this sneaker that Nike sent him to shoot. And that same day we were at a coffee shop. And then he's like, all right, like, what can you do? So we went to the alley and I started taking photos. And I sent them to him and he liked it. And then, like, ever since then, we just started, like, building. And now he's, like, my brother. And we talk every day. And, like, he helps me out a lot, too.
It seems like your story really, like, has a lot of examples of this thing of just, like, you just put in the work and you work hard,
mm-hmm.
and you keep doing it, and people start to notice, right?
Yeah, that's, yeah, exactly.
Well, I think people really think, like, you know, if they looked and they're like, man, I want to be a photographer, I want to go on tour, I want to, like, work with streetwear apparel brands, like, they think there's this magic formula, and more often than not, to do almost anything, it's just, like, just go do the actual work.
Yeah. Pretty much.
So right now you've got Modern Notoriety. What else is on deck for you?
Right now, just that, to be honest.
So that's the big,
like,
one?
I've always loved clothes, and I just love designing, and I've been doing that. Most of my time has been on that lately.
How do you see that growing, or, like, what are some of the goals for Modern Notoriety in that platform?
We want to work on more, like, cut and sew pieces,
mm-hmm.
and we started working with this manufacturing company recently. We have some stuff in the works, and we really just want to make really dope stuff, and then eventually just, like, I don't know, open up a store or something, or have collabs with, like, bigger brands.
Yeah, just build that out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, on the music side, I think one of the things people know you for, obviously, is the work you've done on Chance the Rapper. Talk about how that started and what you've done with Chance.
It started maybe, like, 2 or 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I met him before that, and it was just like, yo, what's up? Like, I'm a fan of your work. Like, to him, and he didn't really recognize me, I think. And, like, I went on that 2-month tour with the Omaez, and then we came back, and this guy named Eric Montanez,
mm-hmm.
who, from Hate Brand,
yeah.
he used to write for Hype Track, and, like, he had this blog called See Beyond Genre. Mm-hmm. He's like, yo, like, I love your photos. That. Yeah, he's like, I love your photos. Like, can you, like, you trying to work with me or whatever? Mm-hmm. So then we started working together, and he started putting me in shows, and we did, like, hype track interviews and everything for people. And, like, that just kind of, we had this, like, really strong relationship. And then Pat Corcoran, Chance's manager, is, like, his best friend. And he reached out one day, like, yo, we got to work or something. Like, here's my number. And, like, I hit him up. Since then, like, we just clicked.
And so you've been doing photography work for them on tour and at home. And I think that that's a position I think a lot of, like, especially, like, young photographers, they'd probably be envious of. Like, why do you think they went with your work? And I'm not discounting your work, but, like, what is it about your work you think that, like, attracted them to you?
Honestly, I think it's just, like, having that friendship, like, relationship. Because with, like, the social experiment and the whole team, it's all, like, a family. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you could be the greatest at what you do, but if you're not, like, cool or humble or just, like, really, like, you know, a friend, it's, like, it's kind of, like, yeah.
Well, and again, it is one of these kind of universal truths that I think people blow off, which is just, like, you want to be easy to work with. You want to be able to build, like, authentic relationships with people because nobody wants to work with anyone difficult. Nobody wants to work with anybody whose ego is too big, all these things, you know? Mm-hmm. And it sounds like you were, like, really down for that collaborative spirit across everything you're describing, whether it's with Chance or Modern Notoriety. So now that you've started to build this real presence for yourself, like, do you see yourself continuing to stay behind the scenes? Is there more work you'd like to do where you're a little bit more in front of people, or what are you thinking?
Yeah, like, I still have some aspirations that I still need to try out. I've been thinking about... So I make beats too, like music and everything, and that's always been like a passion of mine before I got into like visual things. But I've been thinking about getting a controller lately, like to start DJing. Like I remember, you know who Shantae is
from Shantae Cliche? Linwood?
Yeah.
Yes.
Like she had this, she was spinning one day, and then like she let me try her like her mixer or whatever, and I just like fell in love with it. I was like, damn, I need one of these.
So. Well, and Shantae's an incredible DJ. She's super hardworking, man. She's one of these people who is, like, working tirelessly, kind of behind the scenes and in front of the scenes. Like, she's doing a lot with her Cliche platform right now.
She is.
So shout out Shantae.
Shout out to Shantae.
What advice would you have for anybody who's looking at what you're doing and maybe wants to get involved themselves with, like, photography, with streetwear, with anything you have going on?
Man, really just believe, like, work. Like, do it for you. Don't do it with a goal of, like, I'm trying to come up. I'm trying to get paid. I'm trying to, like, do this. Because it's usually not going to work that way, like, at first.
It's a long road to get paid for almost anything at this point.
Yeah.
Anything creative.
And a lot of people, like, are afraid to try and, like, to make work because they feel like, why am I going to spend time when I'm not going to get any money for it? But it's like, you got to put that work in and, like, be good and practice every day.
You got to pay your dues, 10,000 hours, all these things.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Like, I've had a bad sleeping schedule since, like, 8th grade. just passionate about art.
That's another recurring thing, of just, like, these kind of, like, late nights for people. Like, I work very well at night.
Yeah.
During the day, I'm garbage before 10 a.m. I'm useless before, like, 10, noon. I can get things done, but I'm not, like... on. So I try to do most of my good work at night, you know? Mm-hmm. I think some people are morning people.
Yeah.
Good for them. I can't do it. Chicago right now, and you know this, anybody watching this knows this, there's such a spotlight on the city right now, you know, on the arts, music, culture, all these things. What does it mean for you to be involved in this, to be a creative here right now, and to be documenting this moment in time?
I'm very, like, grateful for it. Like, I always try to, like, I feel like Chicago right now is what New York was in, like, the 90s. Mm-hmm. When, like, Nas and Jay and everybody was coming up. Like,
right.
Everybody's just working with each other. And I feel like in 10 or 15 years, everyone's going to be, like, on almost and be like, man, like, we all made this happen in Chicago.
Well, and a bunch of kids right now who are, like, 3 years old are going to be looking at Chicago.
Yeah.
Yeah, 10 or 15 years from now and being like, man, can you imagine being in Chicago in the 2010s? You know, they're going to look at this moment. But you're right. I think Chicago gets overlooked until recently. Like, I think right now people are finally starting to take the city seriously. Like, I mean, when you go out on tour, like, what is the response when people hear that you're involved with Chance or people hear that you're in Chicago?
A lot of people are like, damn, like, you know them? And I'm just like, it's like, it's weird. It's surreal still because we're all just like friends. Like,
yeah.
You always see people walking around all the time and just like, or at people's houses or studios. Like,
right, just around the city.
Like, yeah, you're my friend, but you have like this crazy song on the radio and everyone's freaking out. But it's like, you just see that person for them, you know? So it's weird.
Who else is on your radar, whether it's, you know, Chicago musicians, Chicago apparel, like what other creatives in the city are doing really great work that you're checking out right now?
There's a lot, I think. Shout out to Nico Rudd.
Yeah, we just had Nico on the podcast a week ago.
Yeah, that's my homie. He interviewed me a while back too, and like he's doing a lot, and I love his work. Also, like The Mind,
yeah,
music.
Great producer.
Yeah, he's a great producer and a singer, and like mm-hmm. everything. I don't know. There's a lot of people that I really appreciate and love, like their work.
Yeah,
it's dope.
Everybody's doing it right now.
Yeah, so good, and we're all like so young still, and like doing independent stuff. It's cool.
Well, and I think the independent thing, it's like, I mean, again, everybody attributes that to Chance, rightly so, but it's not just mm-hmm. Chance. There's a lot of people doing great independent work creatively yeah. right now in the city.
Yeah.
Just not waiting for anyone to give them permission.
And there's people that have, like, deals on deck, but they're just like, nah, like, I'm just going to do this on my own.
Yeah.
And that's, like, very Chicago.
It's very Chicago, especially right now.
Yep.
Where it's just like, let's make it happen on our own.
On our own rules, on our own time.
Yeah. What else is on deck for you in 2017? What do you have coming up? What are you looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to the summer, like the festivals.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see all the lineups and everything. Shows and friendships and just meeting more people and growing as a human.
Yeah.
Like, taking care of my health, like trying to sleep more.
Man, these are such like good-hearted, earnest answers, man. I love that. Like, I don't know when the last time somebody said like, just taking care of myself, looking out for my health, like, answered with that. But that's so important.
Yeah, man.
I love it. That's so positive.
It's taking a toll on me, and there's times where I just drive and I like, fall asleep. And I'm just like, man, I need to, like, sleep. I need
yeah.
to like, eat healthy.
Don't fall asleep driving.
And, yeah, but it's crazy.
But it's easy, I think, to get so excited and, like, lost in your work when mm-hmm. you're getting to live the dream that it, yeah, you might forget to sleep. You might forget to eat. You might, you know, just put your head down and you've lost 8 hours working on something.
Yeah, like I eventually just want to be like that guy that goes to sleep before 10, wakes up at 5 a.m reads a paper at local coffee shop and just chill and gets work done like all day. But it's hard to get there. But,
oh yeah,
like I know, I think Mick does that. That's awesome. Like, that's inspirational. Like, he wakes up like at 5 a.m every day, I think, and just like goes to the studio at his crib.
Wow, man,
just works.
I can't wrap my head around doing that.
Yeah, it's tight.
If somebody wanted to collaborate with you, if somebody wanted to work with Modern Notoriety, if somebody wanted to hire you as a photographer, or if somebody even wanted to like get involved with what you're doing somehow, mm-hmm. how can they do that? How can people reach out to you? Are you looking for anything like that?
Honestly, just like Instagram or DM or just ask a friend or something. Like, I never want to make a website, and I never want to make, like, business cards or nothing. I don't know. I just want to be that guy that's just, like, himself. And
just accessible through social.
Yeah, it's worked out, and I just, I don't know, want to do things my way.
Yeah, man. No, I love it. What is the Instagram? What's your Instagram where people can go check out your work?
It's Rene Marban, R-E-N-E-M-A-R-B-A-N.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And your work is really striking. It's really visually very interesting and identifiable. So
thank you, man.
I dig it.
I appreciate you.
Absolutely, man.
Yeah.
This is cool. I'm glad we got to start this conversation. Mm-hmm. The mic is on for you in the future. Like, as you have new things going on, let's continue this. Like, you know, we'll bring you in for a panel or something sometime to talk about like the growth and the work you're doing. But this is awesome, and I'm glad we got to start the conversation tonight.
Yeah, me too.
Rene Marban.
I feel like I still want to let people know that they could follow their dreams and do it and believe. Don't stop. Don't give up.
Yeah.
Have hope. And if you fail, just get back up. You're going to fail multiple times, but it's just like the journey.
And get some rest. Take care of yourself. Drink some water.
Yeah. Because a lot of people try to give up in the first like failure. Like, you could really do this. Do whatever you want.
It's true, man. It's true. It's every cliche of like every successful person has failed multiple times, but it's really true. This stuff takes a long time. It does not happen overnight, and you are going to fail.
Yep.
Like, you just have to move past that.
You do, man. And it's all worth it.
I dig it, man. Very inspirational. Very, like, positive. I love that. That's great energy. Renee, thank you so much, man, for coming up. I really appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, sir.
You've been listening to a production of Dynasty Podcast. Find more Dynasty Podcasts at DynastyPodcast.com. For the Dynamic Dynasty, Dynasty Descend.